No, but my dad informs me that like Lowell was dressing on the course. Like
Believe it.
he like he's like, yeah, my dad had like green golf shoes and like purple golf shoes to match his like purple golf pants that he would wear. Like he had like
That
numerous
had on.
get-ups. Yeah, he was putting that on for sure. So yeah, Lyndon B. Johnson was like, God, who is that young man? Who is that 5'7" drink of water? Let's get that guy in who's ripping it.
What we do here is go back, 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 back.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Wheel Route Podcast. This here is my legitimate conversation amongst friends and lovers about college football and lifestyle. You can find The Wheel Route on the internet, www.thewheelroute.com. Wheelroutepodcast@gmail.com is the email address. You can get the show, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the internet, hither and thither. We are also on Instagram at Wheel Route Podcast as well. DMs open there. My name is Logan Whitehouse. I am, I guess, still on Twitter at LogwanTheDawn, coming to you guys live from a chilly, blustery Stuart, Florida. 52 degrees here today was the high. Raining, spitting rain all day. Seattle conditions here. We're not used to this. We are not built different. Just kind of a snotty day, you know? Just, you know, the people would say a snotty day, the definition of a snotty day. So, you know, I hear other people, places in the country are having worse weather than I. You know, pray for us. We're going to stay strong, though. I believe in this community. Who else is here?
My name is Jordan Schenk. I'm in Harrisonburg, Virginia, where we are squarely in the middle of, I guess, coziest boy season.
Yes.
I think we are currently at 10 degrees Fahrenheit in the valley.
Gross.
I think it was 2 degrees when I woke up this morning. But I think the snow might start to melt off sometime next week, which would be cool. I'm on the social medias at Schenk Jordan. As a member of the sports media, I would like to take this opportunity to chastise one individual with a baseball Hall of Fame ballot who voted no on Mr. Ichiro, and at least as of this recording, has not come forward to own it. If you're going to vote no and you're going to be the only one, I'd like to see you say it with your chest and not cower behind anonymous ballots. But maybe that's just me.
Say nothing of the fact that you know you're going to get like 100,000 clicks on whatever story that you write for yourself to martyr yourself and say, I stood up for blah, blah, blah. Like, just take it, man. You got your moment in the sun. Why are you?
Yeah, I wonder if they thought maybe like, oh, I won't be the only one. Surely somebody else will try and be the one to like preserve Mariano Rivera as the only unanimous, and I won't
fully
be singled
lost
out.
Fully lost the standoff, and
so or you just
now
go
the
full
pen
heel.
Is fully cooking.
You can just go full heel and label Ichiro a compiler and just, you know, just light the fuse. That'd be great.
Somehow work steroids into the column. Be like, we can't. They're all tainted. Who knows?
You played in an era. No one who played at the same time as Ichiro will ever get in, including Ichiro.
Qualifying everybody from 1991 to 2013. Anyways, I agree with you, Jordan. That's embarrassing. But my name is Jason Greck, and I am also in frigid Harrisonburg, Virginia, where, yeah, I can confirm when I drove into the bookshop this morning, it was 3 degrees on one of the bank signs, which was not fun, but
at least you got that big manly vehicle, though, to keep you warm and safe in these conditions.
Right. The Xterra has never met a frost it's been afraid of.
That's right.
Knock on wood.
Scott Frost. Am I right?
No, you're not right. Okay. I do social media things at Jason Greck on various social media sites. Happy to be back with you guys to close the season as the basketball Dukes are closing out a double digit win at Old Dominion as we speak. So,
wow.
Yeah, we love to see that.
Good for the basketball Dukes. How are the basketball Dukes doing?
They are wildly inconsistent, but solid. I think they're right around like 150 in KenPom. I believe this is their first road win of the year. They've been terrible on the road so far this year for reasons passing explanation, but big rebuilding year. We had like an average age of like 27 years old last year when we went to the tournament. And so lots of new faces, figured each other out. A genuinely tough schedule. But anyway, it's all gravy for me. I saw a lot of pretty terrible JMU basketball in my time. So,
well, same. Yeah. Some would say maybe I have seen more terrible JMU basketball than anyone here. Just kidding, Jason. You probably passed me, but you know.
I think I probably did eventually pass you, and the proximity was just so much a part of my life to the detriment of myself and everybody around me.
You were closer to it,
right? Yeah. Literally, figuratively, and emotionally.
You've earned your stripes. That is
yeah.
For sure.
Listen, what are we drinking tonight, gentlemen? Big night on the podcast.
Yep.
Big night. Last episode of the season. I've got a pour of Elijah Craig Barrel Proof, and I've also got a San Pellegrino. So double fisting tonight.
Yeah. Geez, fancy. Jordan, real quick. Speaking of the San Pellegrino, I saw the Stewart Costco, the frame is up on the Stewart Costco. So it's going to be bubblywater.com up here pretty soon.
I'm thrilled for you guys.
Yes, how far is it?
Not very. I mean, it's on Canner Highway. So it's like sort of
5-10 minutes,
like between Palm City and where I'm at right now, where my bum sits right now.
Heck yeah.
Respect. Love that for you.
Yeah.
I am drinking in honor of, I believe, our first round leader, Jordan. I'm drinking a Ludwig, right?
Yeah, he did go low today.
Yeah.
So, oh, that's right.
Nine under.
They went off today. I forgot.
Yeah, they did. So, felt appropriate.
Excellent. I am working on Charlottesville, Virginia's own. This is a Waterbird Premium Distilled Spirit Vodka Transfusion.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. They were BOGO at the Publix, so you know, I was like, you know what? Let's change up the vibes in the bottom rack of the fridge.
Good for Charlottesville distilleries making it to the Florida Publix racks.
Yeah. Shout out to the distributors far and wide.
Yeah.
Connor Whitehouse, chief amongst them. All right. Gentlemen, there was a football game two nights ago.
It was an important one.
It was. It was some are saying it was the most important one. Ohio State is your just deserving, I guess, national champion this year.
Longest road ever.
Feels weird to say 16, 17 games, however many they had to play. Here we are. We've made it through. Ohio State did run the gauntlet. You got to hand it. You do, in fact, got to hand it to them.
Yeah.
The road that they went through on the playoff. What did you guys think of the game?
I personally was disappointed in the lack of sustained dominance by Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
I told you guys I was on some alternate spreads.
Which we were loving for you about halfway through the second quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was going great. Four straight touchdown drives by the Buckeyes to open the game that extended into the second half.
Which is crazy that they opened – we'll get back to this, but they opened the game with four straight touchdown drives despite not scoring in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Yes.
Yeah. But, yeah, so things were looking great, and then they kind of rested on their laurels a little bit. Notre Dame finally started playing with some more urgency maybe through their plan A out the window a bit, it seemed, and went for, you know, let's break all hell loose and see what happens. It was really funny, like multiple times in the second half hearing Herbie like, well, you know, like just set up the classic announcer's jinx, like, Notre Dame's offense really not built to come back from a deficit like this, and They're not a big play offense, and you get whatever receiver.
Greathouse,
yeah. Goes like 45-yard, get him into the red zone, like
yeah.
The next play.
Yes.
I think it was fourth quarter. Yeah, you know, Notre Dame, like Ohio State just doesn't fumble the ball. And so I guess you're going to have to force Will Howard to throw an interception. Right. Well, you know, they wide receiver end around and great run, but does in fact fumble the football just short of the red zone that Notre Dame recovered. But yeah, like as a well-established Ryan Day hater to this point, I will say that I am impressed with what he accomplished over this four-game span. I don't think it's enough for me to fully wash him of the fraud label yet.
Right.
But he is trending in a very positive direction career-wise.
just fresh off the heels of a national championship.
Yeah, I will say, though,
Ryan Day.
He's got potential.
People should keep an eye on this guy. He only wins like 92% of his games and had just won a national championship. But yeah,
I didn't send this to you guys, but I did see an Instagram reel and it pissed me off that I hadn't thought of this sooner. But a guy on a similar getup as this show was talking to his buddies, basically like, Ohio State should decline the playoff invitation because if they get in, like, they run the table and win the title, they're going to be stuck with Ryan Day for the next 6 or 7 years, and that's the worst thing that could happen to their football.
The worst
program.
Thing.
He was a Buckeyes guy, and he was just like, it's just the worst case scenario, and it's totally going to happen.
Yeah, he's like, he's 2-6 or whatever it is against Michigan, and it's like, it's just not acceptable. I was like,
perfect Ohio State guy.
Impressive and frustrating that I didn't get there sooner.
You know, the Levitard Show does the like fake poll questions that they put out on Twitter. You might see them occasionally, but they had one. They had one yesterday. It was, should Ohio State fire Ryan Day anyway? It was just the question, yes or no. Love it.
It's so fun and easy. It's delightful.
Yeah, I mean, Ohio State looked good. I would say it was I'm probably borrowing a take I heard elsewhere, but someone likened it to this was a little bit more regular season Ohio State than it was playoff Ohio State that we had seen so far. Granted, it's not like the Texas game was like a blowout, right? There was kind of a play that loomed large right at the end of that game that swung things notably in one direction. But yeah, I mean, I thought – Notre Dame fought hard. I both of these quarterbacks during this game, I felt like any passes that were thrown down the field never really seemed to be thrown with enough gusto. Like the Riley Leonard passing experience is wild to watch. Like we complain about Quinn Ewers and Drew Aller occasionally like throwing up a duck fart, but like it would appear that that Riley Leonard sort of had the sort of Tebow thing going sometimes where it was just like, oh boy, is that going to get there? Is like, what's going on? And they got there. He did a good job. He played much better throwing the ball down the field than I expected him to play. And probably Ohio State did too. It appears that if you just go at number one for Ohio State, you could run the all PI offense. Yes. I don't know what that guy is doing. That guy, every game, I've watched more Ohio State games, obviously, in the playoff than I did all season long, probably like all the way through. That dude is a full-on liability, and he's just out there. They even like said it.
Yeah, they had the graphic ready to go of like he's already committed like 16 fouls in coverage this year, and
multiple
and he committed at least two more during the game.
It's just like full-on Legion of Boom grabbing dudes every time they turn around.
Yeah, the one like I think Herbstreit was just laughing at him because he was just like fully wrapped around the guy, and then they threw the flag, and he was like, "What? What did I do?"
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, a true DB's DB. You do have to respect that.
He said, "Well, I think Fowler was like, yeah, he's got really good form there with the throwing his arms up." And Herb's like, "Yeah, he's had all year to practice it. He's been doing this all season."
Yeah. So I mean, when the announcers are on you like that, that was interesting. But ultimately, like, good for Notre Dame for getting themselves back, I guess you could say, into the game. Ultimately, they never had the ball down a score, right? They cut it to one score, and then Ohio State was able to ice the game. So it's kind of a little bit fool's goldy, but like, hey, they needed to get off the field on third and long, and they couldn't do it. And Jeremiah Smith goes for 50 yards and pretty much ices the game there. So, I mean, it was good, well deserved.
I agree with you. I think I right about when it was 28-7. I was like, this is pretty much done and dusted. I don't think Notre Dame can stop them. And To their credit, that was the last touchdown they gave up. They stiffened up a little bit. They caused a couple turnovers, just one. Just the one fumble.
I think it was just the one. They did force like a kind of a three and out or a pretty quick and out a couple times. Turnaround. Yeah.
I was kind of genuinely blown away by Riley Leonard's play in the second half. He was not dotting anybody between the numbers at Jamarcus Russell pace, but he put balls on guys and let them run under it and had a couple passes that he let go and I was like, that is a pick, and then it would land in like some guy running a 15-yard crossing,
right? Yeah.
And it was perfect. So like kudos to him. Kudos to him for that first drive was a sight to see.
Missed that, but I mean, Mr. Leonard was fully utilized. Yeah, I heard
he had 8 or 9 carries. Yeah. It was just
9 carries. Hammer. He was yakking and puking and rallying during the game.
It was an 18 or 19 play opening drive.
I think
drive, right?
Tim Burke said it was like it would have been Army's third longest drive of the year, which is remarkable.
Notre Dame plays a lot of those service academies, so they probably stole some.
Yeah, they looked at some tape. It destroyed the TV timeout schedule for the entire game, which I respect. Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun. And then, they needed was one more stop, and I'm gonna guess Marcus Freeman is gonna want that zero coverage callback. But I guess
I can kind of understand. The field goal? Do you think he's gonna want the decision to kick the field goal for no reason back?
Probably, but. Honestly, if he kicks that field goal and they make it, then the stop they get at the end where they force a field goal with 30 seconds left means they still are technically alive in the game. So,
yeah, but if they score a touchdown from 7 yards away from the end zone, then it's way better. Like, you're never going to get closer. You're not going to, it was fourth and goal from the 9-yard line. Did you lose me? Yeah.
Well, I didn't know they were that close. I would have gone.
Or it was fourth and 9, but like to me, it was just one of those like it seemed like a little bit of a give up. Like if you could tell me that like it was you have a 1% better chance of winning the game there. Like I don't think the team probably sees that as like, oh, coach believes in us. He's running out Mitch Jeter to kick the field goal. We all totally trust the numbers, right? Like
fourth and goal from the 9. You were right. I did not realize they were that close. So.
Yeah. So I mean,
I agree that they should have gone for it. I kind of, part of me understood. I think Spencer said it on the full cast. Like, that was a very defensive coordinator ass call.
Yes. That's true.
And so it is kind of on brand, but, and they would have maybe given him a shot late, but I think it was a bad call. At the end of the day, they sold out on the run, which I can kind of understand because, frankly, you're not really expecting Ryan Day to take a shot there. You're expecting him to run. He's got, two of the, probably 15 best running backs in the country in the backfield.
Two or three drives, Ohio State had completely turtled up and just said, we are not doing anything remotely exciting.
Smith had a touch in the second half. I think that's what they said, like literally right before the play happened.
Correct.
And so they put two corners in one-on-one coverage and the safety cheated up on the run a little bit, and that's pretty much all Jeremiah Smith needs. And to Ryan Day's credit, he said it was a read play. I think if Will Howard would not have seen one-on-one coverage out there, I believe they had it set up to run it anyways. And so, it was kind of one of those things. But I think Marcus Freeman's going to want that one back. One of the broadcasts had the camera of the live game shot and then the live shot of both coaches. And it was just the full gamut of human emotion.
Yeah.
it was very well done. Credit Notre Dame. I thought they were done with 25 minutes to play.
Yeah.
And they were very much still in it. So
that's
a more fun, a more enjoyable game than it probably had any right to be with a quarter and a half left to play.
Yeah.
It was 31-7 with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. So
yeah, I was absolute razor's edge of going to bed. I was so close to going to bed. And then it's like one touchdown. It's like, okay, we'll see what happens. Yeah,
and shouts out to Jaden Greathouse, who had that I think it was the first touchdown. It was sick. Yeah. Or no, I think it was the second one. Whatever it was, where the guy was draped all over him, it was very sick.
Yeah, they look play. They look I'm good. I mean, if Notre Dame can continue to have plus offensive line play and probably really solid defense, like there's no reason to think that they can't, you know, continue. I'm not saying they're going to make the national championship game every year. Listen, they won the games in the playoff, right? That's what you got to do. I'm not convinced that they were like the most top shelf, like, but they were certainly the two most deserving teams to get there based on the road you had to go through in the playoff. The playoff worked for whatever you want to say. I loved it. It was great. It was fun to have meaningful games all the way through. I think the seeding is a little wonky, but if that's the only gripe you have about it, then, you know, that we can probably work through that. I'm sure we will.
And yeah, that one, I would be blown away if that was not literally changed for next year's playoff. And two, in its defense, it gave us the craziest game of the playoff, which was Arizona State, Texas.
Right.
That game doesn't happen without the wonky seating. But yeah, I understand people that are like, well, you know, it just takes it like Ohio State looked like butt twice during the, I guess not twice, it was once during the year, and they still won the national championship. That would have never happened. And like, okay, I get that, but like, why is college football the only place that's unacceptable? Why is why is college football the only sport in America where, like,
you demand like utter sheer doubtless perfection out of teams? Otherwise, if there's any doubt,
if the playoff doesn't absolutely give us the best team, it's unacceptable. It's like, okay, well, the best team doesn't always win the NFL playoffs.
Well, it's because they're paying players now, Jason.
Yeah,
we expect more if more money is getting funneled to
the best team. The best team rarely wins the World Series. The best team rarely, well, I'll say rarely, but often doesn't win March Madness, and that's everybody's favorite postseason. So, like, why is college football the only one where it's like, it gives too many chances. Like, it gives the same chances as everybody else.
And people are weird. People are weird. They also, like,
it gave us, like, 30 more meaningful games this year than we had any years before. So
that's correct. I just think it's funny to me that you go through the pain of ranking the top 12 teams, and then that has nothing to do with how the seeding works.
The seeding,
it has something to do with it, but like, you know, what I mean, look at Ohio State had to play Tennessee, then they had to play Texas, or who is their second round? No, Oregon. Sorry. They played Oregon, and then they played Texas. Like, you know, I don't know that was all things, being realistic about the quality of teams they had to play. I wasn't a big Tennessee guy this year, so I'm not going to extend a ton of credit to Tennessee. You know, they should have lost to Billy Napier's Florida team, 2024 Florida team. So, like, you know, you knew that team was garbage. But that being said, I don't know. I just think it's just like that probably wasn't the most deserving run. Yeah. But they did earn their spot in the championship game, right? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there was no doubt that they deserved to be there at the end. So that's good for them. Congratulations. They spent a lot of money on their roster and their coaching staff. You know, they got a sitting head coach to come be their offensive coordinator, transfer quarterback, you know, Buckeye for life. So love that. Good for them.
It's the model moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I did see that Al Golden has already left Notre Dame.
That's correct.
He is now
as of today
DC for the Cincinnati Bengals. So good luck to Joe Burrow. Your career hopes now hinge on Al Golden.
Well, it has to be better than whoever was doing it this year.
I was going to say, to be fair, anything's an upgrade. Yeah, I'm surprised this season didn't break Joe Burrow. He lost so many games in stupid fashion.
Yeah, and he got robbed.
Yeah.
And that's right. He did get
blown up in more ways than one.
I thought you were talking about like he got robbed for like an award or something. I was like, what are you talking about?
No.
Oh, no. He got straight up burgled. Yeah.
Literally was burgled.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, college football season's done and gone. Jordan, do we have a final update on Pickville? Is it worth running down the final
number? Yeah, we'll give the folks a summation of how things went. In third place, we have Mr. Jason Kreck at 37-48-1.
I feel like we didn't dive this in-depth on years that I won. I just want to point that out.
Well, it's just a summation, Jason. Logan, you were in second place, 45-40-1.
God, what a late charge. Just a late charge by Logan. Really slammed the door shut.
Me both. I found my pick juice, found my lane, went on a tear, and finished the game ahead of Logan. Jason, it should be noted, is still just barely now, but still above 500 for his career.
On this podcast. Real damage this year.
Guys, we have now picked 778 games against the spread.
That's awesome.
During the lifetime of this program.
I genuinely feel pretty proud about being above 500 after all that.
Yeah, you should. Shouts out to us, but especially to Jason, especially if he allocated wisely.
I was going to say, how about unit allocation?
And for also riding out a 11 games under 500 season this year to continue, keep his beak up there. That's great.
Be a good sport.
Sometimes don't see the board. This was one of those years.
Before we depart from Pickville until August or so, I've got the future lines for next season's title pulled up. I'll give you the top six on the board. If any jump out at you is good value or you want to know about a different school, let me know. We've got Ohio State leading the pack at plus 425, Texas at plus 550, Georgia at plus 600, Oregon plus 750, Penn State plus 900, and Alabama at plus 1200. That's excluding Virginia schools, of course.
No one wants to hear it. I think Penn State is good value because I think that they're a shoe-in to make the playoff. Typically, they'll get that third B1G spot, if not the second B1G spot like they got this year. I think fairly routinely, unless they go 8-4 or something like that.
Assuming we don't see a resurgent Michigan, because they got Ohio State and Oregon to deal with and Indiana. So
we should.
That's interesting. That means Notre Dame is not in the top six of the odds.
They don't believe in Steve Angeli.
14-1 for Notre Dame.
I saw the Gators at 50-1. You know, so might be a little sprinkle on Lagway and them boys. You know, just in
case.
I can
get them 60-1.
Hell yeah!
On this side, at least.
What's Florida State at? If we want to feel better about Florida, what's Florida State at?
Clean 100-1.
Sick. Love it. Mike Norvell's got the boys playing hard.
On par with North Carolina, Louisville, Colorado in the 100, in the 100-1 bunch.
Okay. Yeah, until we can see Oregon do it, it's going to be hard to say, I believe in Oregon. I don't know what Oregon's quarterback situation is next year. They probably have.
They'll bring somebody in.
Good.
That's the thing. All these schools except maybe Texas. Is Aller back for Penn State?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So Penn State, probably a good play. Texas, they're going to have a guy with some
issue
on him already. Ohio State's going to be replacing their quarterback. Georgia is either going to be running Gunnar Stockton out there or a portal guy. Oregon's, we don't know. Alabama has got to replace Milroe, right?
Yep. Yes.
Notre Dame's got to replace Riley Leonard. So there's your top seven and their quarterback situation.
Have you seen this kid that Michigan got, Bryce Underwood? Have you seen how big he is?
That's a grown man.
Tales.
He is gigantic. He looks like Cam Newton. Yeah. We all do the Cam Newton thing every year. DJ Lagway looks like Cam Newton. This dude looks like present Cam Newton.
Looks like 6'3", 240.
With the big hat on and the ascot and stuff. Yeah,
feather
exactly.
In the hat. Yeah.
Just running dudes down. Feather in
the hat. Do we want to get some value on Carson Beck led Miami?
I could see some Carson Beck Heisman value, depending on where he's at. Yeah,
they throw it all over the place. They might.
Miami, I'm seeing at 25-1 at the moment.
He did just have Tommy John surgery, though. So
he did.
Andrews do it, or is he?
I think Dr. James Andrews is out of the game. I think he went to LA to have it done. I have seen some pretty tough TikToks of him and his girlfriend make their way onto my Instagram. Of course, I watch TikToks. I watch TikTok like an adult, by which I wait for it to filter onto Instagram. He doesn't appear to be built for the TikTok dance game the same way that his girlfriend and her sister are. But shout out to him for trying, you know. I wonder if he brought the Lamborghini with him to Miami.
Well, he's apparently got deals around $9.5 million.
Yeah. If I'm Cam Ward, I am sick to hear that. Yeah. that one-armed Carson Beck, fresh off of UCL reconstruction and having a terrible, I shouldn't say a terrible season, not a great season. He had a good season if you actually look at his numbers. He regressed. Now, I think you could blame some of that on Bobo, but as long as Bobo's calling plays in Georgia too, like, I don't really feel like Georgia is going to be able to string it together for long enough to get it done in like the playoff.
Yeah.
They're replacing a decent amount too.
Yeah, but like,
Etienne's gone.
Is he?
Yeah, I think.
I think he might need to come back just to preserve his, to try to boost his status. He didn't have a very good year.
No, he didn't. They lose.
Needs to get some pass pro, some pass pro reps piece. On tape. Still can't find an Etienne pass pro rep. So the NFL scouts want to see at least one before they draft him in the fifth round.
We've been combing the database for hours.
It's not there.
Can't find it.
All right.
Should be. I agree with you, Jordan. I think next year is going to be fun because there's not like a. Oh yeah, this team's going to be tough to knock off. Except yeah. Someone's still some poor. You know, sports management major still has to guard Jeremiah Smith for 2 years, which is a real bummer for that guy. But,
oof, yeah, he looks really good.
Yeah,
he just like he looks like if Jamar Chase was playing in college football right now, yeah. That's how he looks. Like he doesn't look like he's
so
not like
polished.
He's not like Randy Moss, lanky or anything. Yeah. But he's just like he looks like he would be just a handful to tackle, and he's faster than you, and he's really not afraid to just like go ahead and run you over and be like real mean about it too. Yeah, if he wants to
shoulders
yes
down.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I truly love it. It would have, you know, would have been nice to keep him in Sunshine State. So it's a shame.
What can you do?
Maybe we'll finally, oh never mind, I was about to say we'll finally get a wide receiver win the Heisman, but that sort of happened this year, so never mind.
We got half of a wide receiver.
Didn't yeah. Devontae Smith win it like 3 years ago, too?
That's true, he did. Yeah. Whatever. Stop poking holes in my theory.
Okay.
But I thought about it for 8 seconds.
It looks like a young man named Dante Moore is going to be the quarterback at Oregon next year.
Sure.
Redshirt sophomore. I think he's a 5-star kid. So he went to UCLA, I believe, for a year transferred to Oregon. So, but they might take another transfer. Who's to say? Rich get richer, boys. All right. Shall we get to the main event? What the people are clamoring yes. for. It's time for ownership.
Oh boy.
Radical acceptance of the year that we just lived through.
Yeah, so we put a bow on college football season. It's now time to enter the accountability chamber. Folks who have been with us for a while know that we have taken a cue from our friends / inspirations at No Laying Up. We do somewhat toned down version of their annual goals episode at the end of each season. So beginning of 2024, after that national title game, we recapped our 23 goals. We set goals for 24. We are here to do the same thing tonight. For the people who have beef with how late in January this is taking place, I'm not here to apologize. You can send those complaints to the College Football Playoff Committee. They set the schedule, and we work around it. So that's entered into the record for posterity. So the way we're going to do it is we are going to go snake draft style. We will first recap our individual performance in 24 against the goals we set for ourselves, and then we'll whip it back around and go over our goals for 25. I have run our names through the randomizer 3 times because there are 3 of us, and the order will be Logan batting leadoff, I will be second, and Jason will go first. First in the 25 goals, but last in the
Yeah.
All right. So I'm recapping. To be clear, I'm recapping all of my goals and just the year
you're
that
just
I had.
Just recapping goals and your okay. year as you see fit, and then it'll be my turn. And
okay.
We'll work our way back up in our setting of new goals for 2025.
Got it. Okay, so, you know, I'm just going to get out in front of this. Wasn't the most successful 2024 on the goals front. I think there's a lot of successes, which I will highlight to try to add some context to this as we move through here. I had a goal. So we'll go golf goals first because, you know, people love the golf goals. 75 golf sessions, practice/play. I don't know that I hit 75. I might have gotten close between, that was a combination of either playing golf or hitting balls in the yard or going to the range. I was likely close to that, probably closer to into the 50 range. I think I logged in the neighborhood of 30 rounds of golf in the Grint this year, and probably played a couple, you know, hit and giggles with some folks here and there. So anyhow, that being said, I don't count that as a total loss, but it certainly wasn't a focus, nor was I like logging all of my practice. I did not hit 50,000 putts on the track like Jason did. So, I had a goal, sub 10 handicap, did not happen. Handicaps, I don't know where I started the year. I probably could find out on the Grint, but I think I have held mostly steady. I think it was into the 14s at times. I think I was in the 11s at times. I think I'm 12.2 right now. Not terrible, but you guys play golf with me and you know that I still hit enough boneheaded shots, you know, fat shots, just, you know, topper Rooney's that kind of make that hard for me. I had a goal to break 80 twice this year. I did not do it once. I gave it a valiant effort again a couple times. I had a late charge at the Florida Club that, you know, is the stuff of legend. I played really well at a course in St. Augustine with my dad, and just really gacked it down the stretch. The Icarito music, play the Icarito music, really has been the thing. I think I had multiple 82s and an 80, maybe 181. So I think we're getting close. I need to, again, like I said, I hit enough bad shots that I do this to myself, but, you know, we're going to continue to try to hit it better off the tee. It's really what we're going to do. I did have a goal to play 6 new courses, definitely blew that away. So that crushed that. Shout out to our Myrtle Beach, wheel route, friends and family, Memorial golf weekend that we had on Mother's Day weekend, which was awesome. Maybe shouldn't do that again. But that being said, that was great. Played four there. Like I said, played the other course in St. Augustine at the World Golf Hall of Fame, to name a few. I played a PGA National course. Definitely made my way around. Jordan, when did we play the Palm Beach Par 3? That was in 24. That was in 23? End of 23?
Yeah.
Okay. Regardless, definitely.
Got Astor Creek, though.
Got Astor Creek. Yeah. Got Astor Creek. Got that North Palm. We played Jordan in the wind. All the wind.
The alleged country club.
The alleged country club, which I would love to go visit in calm conditions because I feel like it had some fun holes. But, so I definitely took care of that. So I'm spreading my seed around, which is nice. We like to see that.
In so many ways.
We'll move into the more lifestyle goals. I had a goal to do hard 75 one time. I did not do that. I didn't really even attempt one. I'm not going to put that on my list again. That's just, it would be a nice thing to do. It's not very popular around the house. I'll just put it that way. All right. Turns out it's not awesome when one person is being like ultra hardcore and
collateral damage is high.
Yes, there's collateral damage. The like going for mysterious walks around the neighborhood in a weight vest at like 9 o'clock at night is not a favorite activity. So we're gonna revisit the health and fitness goals, or otherwise, you know, maybe we'll do a medium hard 75. You know, a chub, a 75 chub, we'll call it.
Soft.
I had a goal to read 10 books again. I think I got close. I lost count. I started off super strong. Okay. I was like four in through January. And then I don't know what happened. The wheels came off the bus. I did take down some golf audiobooks on my way to Myrtle Beach, you know, so I could dial up some super smooth like 97s while we were there. So I gave myself permission to go low with Lynn and Pia in the car there. I had a goal for just ambient goal to finish house projects. I think we did pretty good at that. As you guys may know, we are with child and expecting. So we have been nesting heavily. the past couple weeks, especially, but sort of for the past couple months. We put a new roof on our house. Looks great. Standing seam metal roof, not to brag. looks wonderful. We did ride out a hurricane, also, side note, by the way. Two hurricanes, but one that was pretty significant in this area. We have made some aesthetic improvements to the dining room area, guys. Put up some beadboard behind the bench seat that's in there now. It looks lovely. And the outside of the house looks great. Took care of a lot of stuff last weekend, trimmed palms. So we're ready to go. So really the only thing left to do in the house is I'm sure we could always come up with stuff to do, but the only major thing on the list remaining is to redo the guest bathroom, your guys' favorite guest bathroom. We'll see when that happens, but that's spoiler alert, maybe going on the goals for this year. And then I had 3 weekends/nights away. I think we did. I don't know that we achieved that. We had a few like date nights that were nice, like child-free date day situations. So I can count that as a half success. So, you know, we made some valiant attempts. We didn't get all the way home on a lot of these, but overall, I am happy with how the year went. You know, as a father of a child and soon to be 2-time father, made some fairly significant career moves in the last year too, which is good and not nothing. So, you know, all in all, we're heading into 2025. With a goal for maybe a little bit more of a balanced approach on things. That's all I got.
Thank you for sharing, Logan. And congratulations on all your successes in 2024.
Thanks, all 2 of my successes.
Hey, any win is a good thing. It's hard to win games in college football.
This is true.
More than if you didn't have any goals. So,
hey, it's a good point. I'm glad that one of my goals was go visit lots of golf courses. And I was like, oh, God, got that one.
Crushed it.
God, let me get out there. Will that one be back? Wait to see.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
All right. Thank you, sponsors, as always, for your continued support of our artistic endeavors. All right. So my turn to recap the 2024 goals. We'll start on the golf course. Goal number one. A carryover goal from 23 was a round under par. That did not happen. I'm getting choked up just thinking about it. That did not happen. I didn't even have any close calls, to be honest, which in some ways is easier to stomach and in other ways is more frustrating. I think my best round this year was a 77, 5-over par. Just didn't quite have the goods this year. Right, a lot of contributing factors there, but the scoring was more volatile than it was in 23. Second goal was for my low handicap of 24 to be better than the low handicap of 23, which was a 3.3. As you might guess, scoring volatility does not help the handicap go low. I think my low in 24 was a 5.6 or a 5.7. So we did not touch that number either. I had a goal to achieve one dub, right? One W. I think I gave myself a pretty wide range of possibilities. It could have been Jason and I winning our Tuesday evening league. It could have been winning a flight in some tournament. That also did not happen, unfortunately. My best opportunity probably was my entry into the now defunct The Grint Tour Las Vegas chapter in March. I played an event out there, and there were only 2 other guys in my flight, so I just had to beat 2 other people. But it was, of course, I had never played before. They had, so that's what I'll blame it on. Local knowledge, things of that nature. Jason and I also finished 2nd in our flight in the Monger Cup this year.
City Championship.
So did not meet that goal. Next golf goal was 12 new-to-me courses. Logan, I'm on the same boat as you. crushed it. According to my archives, I hit 17 new to me courses this year. Those were spread out as 7 in Nevada, 4 in South Carolina, 3 in Virginia, 2 in Florida, and 1 in California. And then the final golf goal was average 33.5 putts or better per round. According to the Grint, I was also exactly 34 putts per round, just like I was last year.
Wow.
But according to the numbers, I hit about a half green more per round this year. So I will take that as an indication that my putting did improve, even though the number didn't necessarily. So that was the golf goals. So we were, by the letter of the law, we were 1 for 5 there. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. Still had a lot of fun playing. Body's finally starting to feel better. I think my swing mechanics are going to be improved and try and keep the body feeling better. So looking forward to 25.
You said body finally feeling better. Were you dealing with some nagging injuries?
Yeah, there was a hip back thing going on probably since the end of 23 that finally started feeling like it was itself again, maybe in September or October.
Okay. Gotcha.
Of 24. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see on that front. The personal goals I had, I wanted to prioritize sleep and stretching. This was going to be a pass-fail course. I'm going to give myself a pass here. Definitely hit the stretching much more than I did in 23, which was both necessary and useful for those body situations. Sleep could do better, but I think I did show improvement. So we're gonna pass that class. My next goal was finish 8 books. Listen, I don't care if I catch flack for this. By the letter of the law, I did finish 8 books. They were not necessarily 8 of my own recreational books, right? Technically, I read a lot of books to my nephew over the course of the year.
Wow.
Maybe shorter than some other books.
Okay.
Goodness gracious.
Some flack. Some flack is listen, doing a lot of work there.
Low-hanging fruit is still fruit, guys.
Any bangers that you can remember? I'm always looking for some good ones.
Well, he's big into the Thomas the Tank Engine universe.
We're in that phase big time.
Flap books with you know, people hiding in the train cars, things of that nature.
Right.
So I'll say I did hit that goal technically, but I also this year kind of hammered home, I'm just not a recreational reader at this point in my life. And I'm okay with that. I'm not tore up about it. I also am kind of proud of myself that I wasn't I got to slog through this book so I hit this goal. It's just no, I'm not kind of like Neil in the NLU goals pod. He's like, if I don't like it, I'm just going to put it down. Better at quitting books.
Yeah. Right.
I just kind of cemented that's not what gets me going in my free time right now, and that's fine.
That is fair.
Yeah.
So,
Jordan, real quick, I just ran through the Grint. I was on 12 new courses this year. So,
nice.
Double the goal, so that counts as an extra goal completed if you double one, right? That's
goal X 2.
Right? Goal X 2.
I multiplied it. I had a goal to attend 10 therapy sessions. I did not meet that. Got off to a decent start at the beginning of the year. Then my therapist stepped away from the game entirely, retired. Wow. He said he was so proud of watching me conquer therapy that
he was done.
He felt like he couldn't do any better. He was just going to put his jersey in the rafters and
you have one therapy.
Right into the sunset. He hadn't seen anything like it. He knew he wouldn't see anything like it again. So yeah, I decent start. Did not really keep the train rolling after he left the ecosystem. So that's a fail on that goal. The last one, I was going to, we'll call it actively explore an out-of-state move. I did explore. I obviously did not do the move.
Make so the move. The
move. Yeah, so we'll give a incomplete on that goal. If the goal was to explore, I did explore. So I could low-hanging fruit myself again on another goal, but I've already done that once. So I don't think that's fair to the game.
I feel like we had enough conversations that I would say that you fulfilled that goal. You certainly.
Yeah, I mean, I Zillowed, I apartments.com'd some different locations.
Nice. Okay.
did some pros and cons lists.
Right.
Like, it wasn't just like my lunch break. What if I da-da-da? Like, there were steps taken. But
Greenville, South Carolina is nice.
The board of directors came back and recommended a hold. So that's what we're sticking with right now. So that was my 2024 list.
All right, I feel a little redeemed.
Why? Because I didn't smash all my goals?
Well, yeah. I thought you guys were going to just be out here just like going low.
That's why this is accountability. It's like, let's just face it.
If you accomplish too many of your goals, then you should have striven for more.
Yeah, I think we talked about this last year. Like,
that's true.
This
isn't a consulting job.
All of my goals.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So, we don't have budgets to hit, man. We're fine. Yeah. We get all this money back.
We're not getting penalized for not hitting them.
Yeah. Okay. Right, now I get away, Jason. Now I get both of them, right?
You get two time slots.
Wow.
So I get to do my 25 first, which is explicitly what I asked not for, and the C-suite
pulled
me down.
You made
technically, you're not going first. You're going third and fourth.
Whatever. All right. So 2024. Felt okay about this performance. Some of the goals better than others. Anyways, first one was to make the Lakeview membership worth it again. Lapped that goal. That was fine.
2x, had, two, potentially 3x. May have been a 3x situation.
Big escalators.
I had win a trophy, same as Jordan. Same stipulations, didn't really matter what. Did not accomplish this during the regular season, but got the bonus trip to the Las Vegas tournament and won that trophy.
Dude, that counts.
100% counting that.
Absolutely counts.
So didn't win it with Jordan, unfortunately.
You and Michael Redd.
With former Milwaukee Bucks great Michael Redd. So I am counting it. I said play at least 8 competitive rounds in the tournament or other things. Did that again. Between Munger and Dorman and the Lakeview AM. Played the Lakeview AM for the first time this year. Had a wonderful experience, at least for 27 holes. Definitely hit that one. I said play 3 new golf courses in Virginia exclusively just because I knew I wasn't going to be traveling a ton this year. I did that again, knocked that out as part of the Vegas trip. Jordan and I played Stonewall Golf Club up in Northern Virginia. And earlier in the year, I played Old Trail over in Crozet, which was wonderful. And I played Stony Creek at Wintergreen, the Shamokin and Tuckahoe Nines, if anybody cares. But just delightful courses. Virginia has a lot of good golf. Hit 8,000 putts on my famous putting mat. I think I got this. I was very ahead of pace. I had 7,000 through the end of August, and then I admittedly slacked off both the tracking and the actual doing of the putts, but I believe I did another like 20 days across the last
feel month. Good about saying yes in your conscience.
I do, yeah.
I stumbled through an extra 1,000 putts.
Yeah,
so yeah, gotcha. Okay.
Let's see. I wanted to reach a handicap of 3 or better at some point. Did not quite make it, but I did get down to a 4.0, which I was very happy with. That actually happened late in the season. I shot a career best 73 from the tips at Lakeview, and that got me down to a 4. That was in like November, which was fun. But it's not, I think I finished the year like a 5.2 because, you know, December golf and all that. But yeah, almost got to the 3.0, but did not accomplish that one. I had a lot of stats goals that I won't bore you with. They were also kind of a mess because the Grint changed how it was calculating stuff. And you had to like, it just got a whole lot harder to track. Not to.
Did you get in touch with support and ask to export all of your data?
I should. From your profile? I should. I hold them over the barrel. Like, hey, I want a tournament for you. All right, step this up. Get it together. I don't think I accomplished any of my statistical goals. I think I had a much more up and I had a better overall golf season in terms of handicap and where I reached, but I was way more up and down, which was weird.
That's what you did there.
I spent like the first 4 months. Like, I don't think I broke 80 until like May or June. I was just playing some less than stellar golf for most of spring. And then kind of did the same thing late in the year. But the middle of the year, I played some very, very good golf. Probably the peak was at the Lakeview Amateur, where I played 27 holes of the best golf I've ever played in my entire life and then just detonated on the final nine. But I felt like I played better. When I was really going, I was playing the best golf I've ever played. I got the driver under control and all that good stuff. So stats kind of went by the wayside, but I was satisfied with my play this year. Other golf stuff, I wanted to play with 25 new people. I might have managed this just through tournaments and stuff. I didn't do a good job of tracking this one. That one's on me. I said play for money 25 times, and I did track that one, and I think I got to 17, which was fun. I think I was like plus like $9 on the year, which rolling it down.
I'll bleep it out so the IRS can't track it.
It's tax season. I made 100 birdies was another goal. I made 90. I had 76 birdies and 2 eagles in 2023. I had 90 birdies and 87 birdies and 3 eagles in 2024. So didn't get that one, but got close. Another one that really was on a great pace, and then November and December really did me in. I said 15 rounds with no doubles. Did not even get, I think I had like 4. That's why, like, it was such a very mercurial year of golf. Some big numbers, some small numbers. So anyways, that's the golf goals. Life goals, I wanted to read 30 books. I got to 26, which I'm pretty happy with.
Not to brag.
And they were this whole thing. You can't drop not to brag in the goal podcast, Logan.
especially after a goal you failed on.
Yeah, exactly.
26 books is a lot of books, though.
I feel good about 30. 26 books. Yeah.
I mean, Jordan had like 26 cardboard picture books.
So. Is it a book? Yes.
I've read the books of the Bible. I've read Genesis. I read First John.
Ever heard of First and Second Peter, brother? Get familiar.
I said to improve my screen time, but didn't put anything on it to measure that.
Boost it. So. Get it way up there.
Yeah. I really wanted to stay locked in on my phone for this whole year. Now, this one got super mercurial. There was like a period in the summer where I like did not look at my phone very much at all. And then it's gotten really bad again and then really good again. It's just been up and down. So I got to get more consistent. I wanted to use my passport. Didn't get that done. Didn't leave the country. I said visit 3 new states. I had been to 30. I have now been to 32. I went to Colorado and Nevada were both new states for me. Did not get to a third one. I got to travel a little bit to get
to new
states.
What about a flow state? Does a flow state count?
It should. Are we talking metaphysical states? Or are we...
I got into a flow state 11 different times.
I'm counting though. I
put on my storyteller shirt and got into the flow state.
Right. That's what it's here for. I said to acquire some form of workout equipment. I did that. I got some weights, just some random cobbled together stuff, and I got a rowing machine, which I am
Frank Underwood in this
enjoying using.
Ripping ergies. Love it.
Just getting after it.
Buster your chain. You're gonna be snapping draws. I'm so crazy.
Just get ripped. I said workout 200 times. Another thing I fell off tracking, but I had 100 through June. But then the pace dropped off. I think I got around like 140, 150, which I felt okay about. I wanted to go running 100 times. Could not have failed this harder. I think I went running like 6 times the entire year, if that. Just did not, the occasions did not line up. I said in bed before midnight, 4 times a week, out of bed before 7, 8, I don't remember what I put, 5 times a week. I did really well with both of these when I was working, and like was on contract with my company. And then once I got done with that contract, I did terrible at it. So, incomplete. And then I had a bunch of goals associated with the work I did this year and accomplished a whole lot of those. It was very successful. And now that is a glaring issue moving forward. So that's stay tuned for that one. So, felt pretty good about 2024. Got a decent amount done, accomplished some decent stuff. Felt okay about it.
Jason, you were mentioning your fitness stats. I use an app to track my workouts and it actually does a good job of like tracking the like poundage and sessions and reps and everything that you've done. Guess how many pounds I lifted in 2024.
it's just 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Is this like the PGA Tour pros get asked how many shots they hit?
Yeah, it's gotta be. It's gotta be. But
I'm not even gonna venture a guess. How about that? $1. Okay.
2.6 million pounds.
Congrats.
Who knows?
Yeah.
You big strong boy.
Spread out over 37,856 individual reps, in case you're wondering. I don't know why they give you all this. 200.
What's the average weight per rep?
I don't know.
Nerd alert.
It doesn't say.
No, doesn't even give you that to work on. It's unbelievable.
Maybe they're trying to do like a Spotify Wrapped, but for your tonnage.
I think they kind of are.
Ripped.
Oh,
there you go.
Now we're talking. Evan, get Evan on the line.
Get Evan on the horn.
There's
get
the storyteller at work.
That's right.
Anyhow, Jason, if you're interested, it's the Train Heroic app. I think it's free. You can just like plug your own workouts in and it'll track all that stuff. In case, I know you like to track meaningless stats.
I love a meaningless stat to track.
Yeah,
I do. So. I love me an Excel spreadsheet. Anyway, so that was 2024. So now I got to just go straight into next year.
Yeah, break the seal on 25, big right. dog.
Let me limber up here. Okay, so there's some re-ups. Jordan and I winning a trophy back on the list. I'm upping it to 10 competitive rounds.
Wow.
This year. I think I have that in the bag. There's 3 that are almost certain that Jordan and I pretty much carve our calendar out. Anyways, 10 competitive rounds. I want to play 3 more new courses in Virginia.
Do you have courses like ID'd in Virginia that you want to play, or are you just kind of like
I have a couple.
Feel the vibes? Okay, gotcha.
I mean, to be fair, I like none of the ones that I play this year were on my list.
Yeah,
and just happened upon times when it worked out. But I have a list of like getting to some spots I've heard about and befriending some people that will get me on some spots that I don't have access to otherwise, but
that's a good move.
That's the key. I have more putts on the infamous mat. I dropped it to 7,000 this year. I think I had a point of diminishing.
I'm good
returns.
Enough to go back to 7,000.
An achievable right. number by March. So
yeah, my problem with putting is no longer in my stroke. It is all of the other stuff in the putt. So
more like the pace and the line.
Yeah,
the reading of greens could improve.
Reading of greens could, unless I can find some bumps to put under this mat, it's not going to help me that much. So, I want to get my handicap. I'm setting the goal for 2.5 of the handicap. Because it's, I think I'm at the point where it's going to be tough sledding to get that handicap lower. It's going to be a methodical process to drop strokes on the handicap. Play with 20 new people again, play for money 25 times again, 100 birdies back on the list, 15 rounds with no doubles back on the list because that was a just wild failure. So those are the re-ups on the golf side, new golf things. I'm busting it out. Jordan's had it for the last 2 years. I'm breaking par this year. I shot.
Welcome to the danger zone, Jason.
That's right. I shot 73 twice this year. including one with a double that I'm kicking myself over. So it's within range enough that I put it on the list.
The lesson here is that the doubles goal maybe is not that important.
Well, so the doubles thing is I want to dial in the consistency.
Well, sure, yeah, but your score is clearly you're clearly scoring better, so you are getting more consistent.
Yeah, you can still score well.
It is a noble goal.
No, you're right. I misunderstood what you were saying.
For someone like me, the doubles goal makes more sense, I think, than someone like you, if that makes sense.
That's fair.
I could also see it for Jason, because Neil and Randy talk about this where they're like, it's a fun one to track, where you're in the middle of the round and you look down and you're like, oh, I'm two-thirds of the way there to a double free round.
Yeah, that's
true.
But
it's also when you are actively trying to score and play aggressive, sometimes that brings double...
I think that's where I am. It's much more as a passive goal than it is. I would much rather spend the year going after stuff, because I get where you're coming from, Logan. I am at the point now where I can go get strokes back if I need to, and I'm three over through fives. I can go see if I can fire at some pins or something like that. So I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
On the side, one of my new goals, I'm going to shoot in the 70s at least 15 times. I only did.
What'd you 10, have in 24?
Only did 10 this past year.
Okay.
Are you guys running back, or are you guys running back the Lakeview?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. So I think that's doable. I think that's more of the consistency side that I would probably be going for, is just getting those big numbers. There was just a lot of I go out to Lakeview and shoot 86, 87. And those always felt like steps backwards. So smooth out.
Brother, don't I know it.
Yeah. This is a fun one. You guys will like this. I'm going to hit fewer than 30 out of bounds shots this year.
Okay.
Across the entire year.
Wow. It's what happens if you get over 30? Are you going to start putting money into a swear jar? Or what?
I should just set it aside or something. But, I'll fail the goal. That'll be devastating in and of itself.
Jason's going to get on here and be like, I hit 97 shots out of bounds this year. It's not even close.
28 tee shots in the first 4 months of the year.
Sue me. All right.
I am a good enough ball striker now that is where, ironic to say this with this goal, but that is where I lose most of my shots, is where I just have a brain fart and endanger a garage on the other side of the street or something.
Yeah.
So I'm going to clean that up. I want to play 10 new courses overall. This is a new one because I didn't have it all. I didn't have the overall one last year, but I did get, I think I counted 12 this past year. So I think that's more doable than I realized it was. And then I'm going to do, I've usually done one lesson a year, middle of the year. I'm going to do one at the start of the year and at the end of the year now. So I'm going to do one spring tune up, then fall winter check-in.
Huh.
Just to get the polishing back on. All right, that's all of golf. Life goals, 30 books back on the table. I'm gonna get to that one. I've got two down already, so feeling good. We're cruising. Use my passport back on there. Visit three new states is back on there. 200 workouts is back on there. I'm ahead of pace for that one. I want to just go for a walk 50 times, going for a stroll or going for a walk of I walked there and got the mail.
Has to be longer than 15 minutes kind of situation.
Yeah. Exactly. Either I went and parked downtown and I went and walked around some markets and walked around downtown Harrisonburg a little bit, or I went to
Put your man bag on and just walked around.
Get my satchel out and roll with it. Or go to one of the many beautiful Harrisonburg parks and take some strolls. I feel like it always helps the day. And
are you going to count walking 9 in your walks?
You should.
Only if I'm running really short of the goal late in the year.
Yeah, I was going to say you shouldn't, because it sounds like a separate goal from golf.
It is. Okay. To say nothing of that walk is generally more stressful than just strolling a regular walk.
Depends on the evening.
Fair point. I want to try at least three new smoker recipes. I have really fallen off the smoker operations this year, through a myriad of factors. And I want to get back on that. Get back in my bag.
Get back in my old bag, Camp Jeff. I gotta get a new
I wanna
one.
Find.
I told you right. It's over. It's all she wrote for mine, I think. Even though I repaired it, so
they had a good run. I want to find an organization around here and do some volunteer work for it. I haven't done like any volunteer work the last few years. Admittedly, some of that is my schedule before I quit my sports job was not right. conducive, but I've done a little bit here and there the last few months, and it's been very rewarding. And so kind of get in touch with that. And then the big one, there's some book writing in my future. And I would love to finish a manuscript, or at least get most of the way there by the end of calendar year 2025.
Senor Hemingway.
Mm. Yeah. So
it's like a pickup artist manifesto.
Yeah. It's like a douchier Tucker Max. I don't know if you remember.
I remember.
They call me the smoking Scottish.
Emphatically not that. Just really can't emphasize that enough. But yeah, there's a couple plans in the works.
Wow, a couple.
Want to make some progress, some very notable progress on that front.
That's exciting. Fun to have a project.
I have some like vague, indefinable goals. Improve screen time, improve sleep time. I need to track my finances better. It's not an actual problem in my life. I've made perfectly reasonable money and have kept it in my head, and I'm kind of
not to brag.
I get cheap every once in a while. First of all, I'm definitely the poorest on this podcast, so let's not care.
I don't think you are.
But I need to do better about like just knowing where my money is going and being more responsible there.
Poorest.
And I gotta get disconnected. I gotta get less online. I've been way too online. I gotta get some disconnection going on. So those
it's gonna swing totally to the opposite end, like through IPAT. Like, sorry, Jordan, not doing Tuesday evening late.
Can't do any of these things anymore.
I'm through hiking this year.
I'm gonna go live in the woods.
But I wrote 4 chapters of my book.
Yeah, my screenplay is minimal.
My screenplay. I'm really struggling with the sex scene. You know, it's just how to build it up.
That's right.
Getting inspired though.
So those are the non-measurable goals.
I like that.
More of the pass goals, fail category.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Exactly. So that's that's 2025.
Yeah, the pass fails are tricky because you're grading yourself, which depending on the audience. Yeah. But as we've established, low-hanging fruit is still fruit.
Yeah.
It's all about the angle of the dangle.
Some have said, rightly so. All right, my turn for 25.
Let's hear it.
On the golf course. We got a handful of carryovers. We're going to 13 new-to-me courses. I feel like I'm continuing to run out of options in Nevada. That are within.
Speaking of not to brag,
frugal-ish going to Las Vegas.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
right.
aren't like vacation, like treat yourself situations. Yeah.
So like, I either dip into the vault and like treat myself multiple times to accomplish a goal.
Division fund. The division fund. You know, just you gotta keep it humming.
I'll sidebar with TC, get some provocative stuff on the docket. But yeah, we'll see. I kind of felt the same way about last year's number, which was 12, and I blew that out of the water, not to brag. But we also had 4 South Carolina courses on the itinerary.
Yeah.
That's not in the cards this year for positive reasons, right? Congratulations to all the new fathers and repeat fathers who are friends of the program and hosts of this program as well.
Thank you.
We're going to carry over.
You could go to South Carolina and play golf courses. You know,
I could. Yeah, not to brag, but I could do that.
Jordan just absconds to another state. And,
I can work remote. No big deal. Yeah. We're going to carry over the one dub goal. Don't care how I get it. It doesn't need to come with hardware. I just need to be acknowledged as the winner of something to meet this goal.
Does winning the wheel route pick for the year kind of?
No, this is a golf course.
Oh, golf goal. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
sorry.
So
that's in the lifestyle goals. Dominate the wheel route. The wheel route picks.
Dominate the spreadsheet again. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good point. We're going to carry over around under par, the elusive white whale, for years now. I'm going to put a qualifier on that. That's got to come from the tips plus one or further back, right? I may try and venture onto the forward tees
We've talked about playing the forward tees a few times.
If I shoot from under par on the forwardest tees, I'm not giving myself that check mark.
Agreed.
That would be disrespectful to the game, myself.
It will definitely be noted on next year's version of this podcast, though, if it does.
If it's the one that happens
and the other one doesn't happen. Yeah. But which respect.
Yeah, respect. We're going to maintain the lowest best handicap goal. This one's going to be staggered, though, because I now have 2 years of data to work off of and compete against. So we're going to try and better the lowest 24 handicap, which is 5.6, and the lowest 23 handicap, which was 3.3. Some new golf goals for this year. I would like to play in 3 states that I've never played golf in before. That will require some effort, but I'm willing to put in the work and see the people in the sites. So stay tuned.
I know a guy at the Elotion Club. If you're feeling just ultra frisky and blessed,
I might.
Yes, yeah. We are.
I would like to play in 2 VSGA 1-day events.
I love that.
I was inspired by Mr. DJ Pihowski's commentary on one of the NLU U.S. Open Live podcasts. He mentioned playing in his Wisconsin State Golf Association event during that time frame, encouraged the listeners to get involved, hashtag get involved in their SGA. So I'm going to seek out at least two of these VSGA 1-day events and let it rip. Final goal, kind of low-hanging fruit, but again, still fruit. Every club in the bag getting a new grip at some point this year.
Oh.
I think one of our local haberdasheries is running a special through the middle of February, so I may make a trek out there here soon and get that taken care of.
You can just text me that name later.
Yeah, we'll sidebar on that. The personal lifestyle, et cetera, side of things. Last year, I failed the 10 therapy sessions goal. We're going to set a more reasonable bar. We're going to find a new therapist this year. We're not going to put a number on it. We're just going to establish a professional relationship with a new provider. And we'll say multiple visits with that provider. So at least 2. Stretching and sleep was important for me last year. I would like to maintain that, but I also need to return to the dumbbell dojo and do some more strength activity. I think that'll hopefully help kind of maintain things, prevent the general sponginess from being at a desk for so long.
Great word.
Throughout the day and evening. The Peloton strength trainers are going to see me again here soon. Tough to see that Kendall left, though.
RIP. That was tough to see.
Blow to morale.
One of the goats. It's like Michael Jordan, you know, pushing off against Byron Russell.
Jersey in the rafters.
Yes, exactly.
I would like to cook at least 9 what I'm calling social media recipes. I have so many damn Instagram reels saved.
Yes.
This quick midweek dish takes 20 minutes and is delicious and we'll have
20 minutes is always a lie, but it's usually still reasonable. Yeah. So
it'll make like 9 meals. And
yeah, if I go through my saved reels, I have so many of those stupid clips and I've never done anything with them. So I'd like to knock out at least 9 of them. And then the lofty personal goal I have is to finish the student loans payoff by the end of 25. My current schedule that I'm on, the Traj puts me at paying them off by the end of 26. But I think it would be nice to have those eliminated by the end of 25.
Yeah.
Also going to be adding a vehicle payment at some point to the the SAD side of the balance sheet. So I recognize that that might not be the best use of funds, but we'll see what the Vision Fund can produce and maybe knock those bad Larrys out early.
Yeah. Love it.
So yeah, that's the list.
All right. I'm coloring my list with the fact that we'll be welcoming baby number dose to the squad here, the home team, in probably 6 weeks or so. So, you know, things are getting close. So we're going to see how it goes. Probably spend more time around here. Potentially we'll have more opportunities to do certain things around the house. So, you know, that's okay. And that's good. So looking forward to that. Golf goals real quick. I got 50 golf play practice combo sessions, whatever you want to call it. I think that's plenty reasonable. I didn't want to say like, oh, I want to make sure that I get to play golf 25 times this year, you know, because it's so important that I play golf, right? That
400 rounds of golf, yeah, on my own ball.
That's a little, selfish and short-sighted. So I have a feeling I won't be playing a ton of rounds of golf this year. I think that's okay. I like the lowest best handicap, like goal, Jordan. So I'm just going to pilfer that. I'm not far away from that. I'm like 3/4 of a shot away from that. So if I could get into the 11s, I did say like, if I could be between 10 and 11, I think that would be a good goal. And that would also achieve the lowest best handicap. So I think that'd be pretty good. I think it's realistic for me. Break 80 twice would be nice as well. 6 new courses, again, making a revisit there. So I, guys, here I have my 2025 South Florida PGA Golf Pass bag tag. So yes. I'm back on that. So I plan hopefully do when I get an opportunity to maybe sneak out and play some golf during the summer to try to take advantage of that. Maybe go down into Palm Beach County, play some courses I wouldn't normally go play PGA National courses, something like that. Just maybe something a little bit different than the normal ruined about town, although it is hard not to, you know, go play the Florida Club when you get an opportunity to get out there and play the Florida Club. I do love the Florida Club.
She is a gem.
She is. So that's probably it for golf. You know, want to stay connected to the game. Jordan, not to brag, I did get new grips on my irons recently. So, you know,
I should have mentioned you did quasi inspire that goal.
We are ripping it. Regarding lifestyle goals, I mean, in general, guys, I'm a little heavy right now, and I'm a little perplexed as to why I am so. I think I've been handling and dealing with some sort of just like life stress.
General
stresses. I, you know, again, not trying to toot any horns here particularly, but I wake up really early, so I think that I do not sleep a ton. So on like nights like where I stay up and watch a football game, you know, I just like ride out a 4.5 hour night of sleep. And like, that's not
that like,
that's, that does, or I think I'm up. Seeing that it, I think I'm seeing that it has an effect on me, like a cumulative effect on me more so than it does. Like, it doesn't affect my next day. I've never been a person that needs like a ton of sleep. And I'm not saying these things to like brag. That's just like, my dad is like this too. He is the kind of guy that can wake up at 3 a.m. and go to bed at 10 p.m. and it's like not a problem. So, but I think that like for some of my more like health related wellness goals, I need to do a better job of sleeping, which is why my first goal, which is maybe not a goal, but I'm going to be tracking. I have like 4 habits, activities that I'm tracking on a daily basis. So one of them is go to bed by 10 o'clock. It's a goal. And I've got a workout at the gym. I have a general activity / walk each day. And then I also track my macros. So I hit my macros, right? So not every day you hit the goal, especially the bed by 10 and the activity walk. But the way that it tracks it, it kind of like puts together like a grid, so you can see maybe how you're trending over time. Maybe a little bit more visual feedback will be nice there for me. You know, certainly I don't know that like sleep is going to be awesome probably for, you know, Q2, but you know, moving into Q3 and Q4.
Well, that's what the partnership of a marriage is for, right? Like
something like something like that. Like, yeah. Hey,
you got this. I got a sleep goal.
I am excited. Not that I'm not excited to have a new baby around, but like you always hear that like when the new baby comes into the world, dad and baby number one kind of get like a special amount of time together. So I'm looking forward to that. That should be a good amount of time. So
that'd be good. Young, for sure.
Young Riv and I will, we'll put some miles in, go for some walks, do some things. Should be good. I would like to read 10 books again. I have started off, I'm working my way through Wright Thompson's, The Cost of These Dreams. It's good, kind of heavy, but good. Nice, you know, when you're kind of PO'd in traffic, it's good to listen to a nice, like, sad story about, like, Urban Meyer's, you know, terrible home life. So,
so you are counting audiobooks.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm counting audiobooks. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. For sure. I'm often convicted by how much Spotify minutes I have per year. And I decided if I could maybe transition like a few thousand of those into audiobooks instead of just like cramming episodes of the Levitard show.
The Richmond Shank office.
Well, trip. Yeah, but it's an astounding amount of minutes. Granted, I listen to music when I'm at the gym, like, and that happens like 6 days a week. Right. So that's also hours. Well, that's just hours that add into it. But I would like to finish our bathroom. That is the kind of main outstanding home improvement goal. We are going to get a new fridge here soon, but I'm not going to put that on there because that's already kind of in the works. Get excited. Cubed ice returning to the White House pretty soon.
Isn't there like sliding bottom freezer?
We would like to have that. Yeah, the sort of French door set up with the sliding bottom freezer is the goal. And then my last one is I would like to do, since we've already been over the 75 hard, not the most popular thing around here, I would like to at some point do like a dry month and a like Instagram free month. I think that would be good for me. I definitely do a lot of just ambient staring at my phone, doom scrolling. And, you know, I'm convicted about that to various degrees at various times. So far, haven't done anything about it because, you know, I like to be entertained and all that.
Why would
I? Yeah, exactly. And so anyhow, I think, you know, I'm not going to glom onto the dry January crowd. I'll hit it up later in the year. Maybe dry March. Maybe dry March makes sense. So, but we'll see about that. But yeah, so I think that should be it. You know, obviously want to be a, you know, present husband and father and consultant, you know. So over the course of the year, got to take care of the shareholders, of which I am one. You know, got to take care of myself. So
yeah, lest you forget.
Yeah, but I think that's what I got. Trying to take a little bit more of a balanced, realistic approach to the year, but still have things that I think will build better habits overall, and a little less like achievement, like big achievements.
Yeah. Setting yourself up for like some stretching, but reasonable.
Yeah.
Given the season you're about to
lay the foundation. Got to lay the foundation.
Brick by brick.
Iron sharpens iron, things of that nature.
How many others can we rattle off here?
Okay. Bench press 315 is – oh, no, I'm just kidding. That's not on there.
Maybe at the end of dry April you can do that.
Oh, God, if I bench press 315 at the end of dry April, everybody would hear about it. Be going right to the first tee.
It's about to be a soaked May.
Classic. Anyhow, all right, well, we did it.
That was fun.
Shout out to the people. So I don't know. Do we need to like post these so that we can tattoo them on our hearts? I have my Google Doc updated.
Mine are in my notes app, so I don't get hacked.
I have my sticky note on the desktop.
Lovely, awesome. All right. Well, you guys got anything else? This is probably the last episode for a little while.
Oh, I do want to say Jason mentioned Birdie and Eagles totals for last year. I do want to toot my own horn a little bit. Last year, I played, according to the app, 137 rounds of golf. I made four eagles. 2024, I played 84 rounds of golf, and I doubled my eagle total.
Oh, boy. Wow. I feel like I was around you for a lot of eagles last year. Like,
yeah, it was either you or, like, Evan and my dad at the same time. Yeah. I think I played three consecutive times with dad and Evan, and I made an eagle in each of those three rounds. That's crazy.
Yeah, you were vibing on the par fives.
And they were all hole outs from off the green, a varying distance.
Really?
Yeah. I chipped in from, like, under one of those pine trees on Lake Five. I holed out from about 30 yards in the rough at Sycamore Creek on 18, which is a devious kind of finishing hole. And then I holed out from about 60 yards on the par 5 10th at Royal New Kent. That was sick.
Maybe you know what I should have on my goal list is I should have, I want to hole out from more than 50 yards from the green. I have never done that. I've never made a shot from, like, that required anything more than a chip.
Yeah, I think my longest is 110 or 111. Is that the one that I had a couple of years ago?
I was there for that one.
Yeah.
Flushed a 9-iron this year at the Elotion Club, put it in for one.
Logan's had 145. The longest, like, multiple times.
Yeah.
I've been with both of you when you pulled out.
The one at the Florida Club.
Yeah, one at the Florida Club was like 107 yards.
That was the first hole, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Did that go in?
Like, it's weird.
Occasionally, the stars align, guys. I proved to myself and others that I have what it takes, and then I'm sure I smothered or just farted my drive on hole two just out into Netherlands.
Left, you're not careful.
Yes, it will. Or if you lay back too far, you're just like, oh, cool, this is a par four, and I have now, like, 210. I have, like, two. Yeah, I'm either blocked out or I have 210
and
it's
like
double guarded, like, Donald Ross green. Yeah, anyhow, this is we're getting too deep into the woods here, but yeah, I think those were probably my last two eagles though were just pull outs from distance on par fours. I only make eagles on par fours. It's just
that's a weird guess. That's a hell of a merit badge, I'll be honest with you.
Yes. All right, well, shall we land the plane?
Let's do it.
Who knows? We might be back sometime.
Put it in the hangar for a while.
Yeah, we can do a check-in.
Who knows when an emergency will pop up?
Maybe we'll need to. Yeah, exactly. When Bill Belichick is named the coach at Alabama or something crazy happens. So, all right. Well, thanks for joining us on the Wheel Route. You know what it is. Another season in the can. We love doing this. Look forward to doing it again. We are on Instagram at Wheel Route Podcast. You can send us emails. wheelroutepodcast@gmail.com. Looking forward to Evan revisiting all of his pro Tony Elliott takes in the email inbox this offseason while we have things to talk about. We're also at thewheelroute.com. It's the website. You can go there. You can stream every episode of the show, I think, that we've ever done there. Lots of episodes, maybe not ever, but most all, at least since the website's been up and humming. And until we meet again, hopefully it's not too long. We love you guys. Go Gators.
Go Hoos.
Hey, go Dukes.